This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 539. Stop labeling yourself by their standards and do this instead. By Nia Shanks of NiaShanks.com. And I'm Dr. Nia Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, of course. All right, I'm going to keep this intro short and sweet. Let's jump right into Nia's post as we optimize your life. Stop labeling yourself by their standards and do this instead. By Nia Shanks of NiaShanks.com. Sometimes it feels like a proverbial heartbreak, reading comments and emails filled with sadness, confusion, and sometimes even despair. Can you help me? Is a question I'm often asked. This question is preceded by comments such as, I just need to lose this extra fat. I don't like my cellulite. I can't control what I eat. How do I stop obsessing over food? I wish I could love my body, and other similar statements. Some of these folks feel like they're fighting a losing battle. They seem to think that no matter what they do, their fate has already been determined. They'll never, quote, look like that, or have that body, or be that strong. And it breaks my heart. Because trying to achieve certain labels is complete and total BS. The problem is not with you, me, or us. The problem is not with how we look, how we eat, or how we work out. The problem is not with our self-perceived, quote-unquote, flaws. The problem is with the definitions and labels we place on ourselves, and it makes perfect sense why we embrace certain labels and reject others. We're constantly bombarded with photos and descriptions about a physical appearance we're expected to achieve and maintain. For example, skinny, well, but not too skinny. Lean, but not too lean. Curvy, but not too curvy. Strong, but don't get too strong. Be at a certain weight. Have a certain waist or bust size. Basically, we feel pressured to be flawless. We may choose different labels we wish to attain. Some prefer to be leaner, others curvier, but most of them are standards we feel obligated to achieve. It doesn't really matter what labels you've placed on yourself. We all feel the pull to imitate what's perceived as the, quote, ideal. And we fight daily to achieve these predetermined standards. We eat less. We work out more. We beat ourselves up for our flaws. So we eat even less and work out even more. But it's important that we stop and ask ourselves, what is this accomplishing? Are you trying to squeeze, shape, and force yourself into a one-size-fits-all mold? Are you truly happy trying to achieve the body that someone else says you should have? I don't think so. These labels, these one-size-fits-all labels, don't help us become better, and they certainly don't encourage us. They bring frustration, disappointment, and shame. If we don't adorn these labels flawlessly each and every day, we feel shame for not achieving or maintaining these standards. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. No, it's not going to be easy. We're fighting decades of habits and preconceived standards that have been ingrained in us since we were young. It's one thing for us to say, no more, I will not define myself with these labels and I will love my body. But it's another to actually make this a reality. But you can do it. We can do it. And we can teach the younger generations to accept these new truths in the process so they choose strength over dieting. These one-size-fits-all labels are restraining us from reaching our true individual potentials. That's why you must embrace your own labels, the labels you choose to adorn, not labels that hold you back, put you down, or try to force you to be something you're not, but labels that express your awesomeness and your uniqueness. What characteristics make you uniquely you? What strengths do you possess? What qualities can you embrace, highlight, and allow to shine? Your body image does not define you or determine your self-worth. So what qualities beyond the physical do you love about yourself? It's time to reject the negative self-imposed labels that they said we're obligated to embrace. And it's time to create your own labels. The labels you place on yourself matter, so choose them wisely. Make sure you embrace labels that help you become the most awesome version of yourself. Do things like work out and eat simple, whole, real food meals because you love your body. Because you love your body this very moment, just the way it is. Because you're not concerned with achieving someone else's standards, but because you want to become the best version of yourself. And that version is confident, awesome, intelligent, loving, strong. Don't forget there's strength beyond the physical realm. Badass, relentless, determined. That short list doesn't even tap into the amazing characteristics that are blooming inside of you, but it's a good start. We just need to embrace them. You need to embrace them. It's time to adopt labels that express our individual strengths and our personalities. It's time to love your body because it's yours. You just listened to the post titled, Stop Labeling Yourself by Their Standards and Do This Instead by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
At the end of her article, Nia's listed 5 of her articles that you can use to embrace your own labels and to define yourself on your own terms. You can find those by clicking on the link to the original article in this episode's description. And for me, one of the hardest things to do is to sit there and identify my own strengths. I talk about myself a lot on this show, so that might be hard for you to believe, but honestly, to sit down and think about, wow, I'm really good at this, it's just maybe not something that you're comfortable doing. Sometimes you just may not give yourself enough credit for the things that you are or the things that you do. So if you were to sit and think about your traits or your strengths, you may actually end up sitting there for a while before coming up with something that's significant. And you wouldn't be alone in that. So if this is the case for you, if there is someone you trust in your life that you feel knows you very well, have them start to tell you what they see in you. And be sure to tell them why you're having them do this. It's not that you're looking for them to compliment you. Let them know that you're trying to set your own standards. You want to become the most awesome version of yourself. And so you need their help with identifying some of your strengths. And chances are, they're going to mention things that you had no idea people saw in you. And that's always nice to hear. All right, before I go, we're going to be doing another book giveaway on Instagram very soon. So if you're not following us already, now's the perfect time. We also have pictures and facts about all of us hosts, some daily inspirational quotes, and lots more. You can find us on Instagram at Old Podcast. Thank you in advance for checking that out. That'll do it from me for today. And I'll be back here tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A. So definitely stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.